It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Well, well, well. Hi there, Kelly.
Well, hello. Are you alive?
Oh my gosh.
Do you live?
I do. By the way, thank you for holding things down here for the past couple of days. I will say that the flu this year is no joke.
Uh-huh.
I went and this is going to make you feel maybe a little bit jealous, but
jealous in a flu story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And trust me on this. Hang on a second. I went to bed Monday night and I Rip Van Winkle'd this blank until about yesterday around 9.
Oh wow.
I looked at my I have a Garmin watch and it tracks my steps and sleep and all that stuff. I literally slept one day. I took 55 steps, which isn't a lot.
Okay.
And I,
that sounds like my typical day.
I was Kelly, I was like a cat. I slept 19 hours.
Holy cow.
I slept 19 hours, took 55 steps. I woke up and I'm like, what year is it? My beard had grown.
That's dang.
I know. Like my beard had grown. I was unshaven. I had no idea like what year or
there are recognize your families.
There
are
flying
people?
Cars.
Yeah.
You've grown so big.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So
all of that. Well, so yeah. I had texted you like 9:30, I think, on Monday night. It was like, hey, our computer system seems to be down because I was trying to upload some things. And then I wake up the next morning, you're like, oh, there's 103.1 temperature coming in.
Yeah, you know how you get when you get like a fever like that and you're like literally delirious?
Yeah.
And that's how I was feeling. And
we don't have like an IT people.
Oh, IT I know. So, yeah. So, I mean, whatever. But we managed through, but
we managed through in a way that you shouldn't have had to, and we need like people that send the bat signal out to go fix things when they go awry.
Yeah. I mean, when we don't have engineers on hand, that's
problematic.
Sure, that is problematic.
This you're delirious.
This will be corrected at some point, but it didn't help on when our entire system was down. But anyways,
no, yeah. I was like, okay, I'm gonna scramble and try to find a show in 5 minutes.
I know that's. But that's neither here nor there. But like I only say I don't want you to feel jealous because I got sleep that I don't think I've had in since I was an infant. Like I don't
you
think
feel
I've
younger now.
I don't think should. I have slept 19 hours straight ever in my life.
Did you lose some weight? Oh, you look so skinny.
Oh yeah. So I didn't eat anything either. I didn't eat from Monday until I had a banana yesterday. And I gotta be honest, I had one of those moments where I felt, remember, Mo Rose, uh-huh. who works at LKY now, but she used to be on our show mm-hmm. Many years ago. I remember she would always joke that whenever she would get sick, she would always look forward to the flu.
After.
Yeah. The flu weight, like the after effects.
The flu weight loss.
Right. Exactly. And so I felt that. I was like, oh yeah, I can't wait to weigh myself and see how much I've lost. God. And disappointing. I didn't know what I weighed beforehand. So I was
that's
like,
not going to help.
I know. So I looked at the scale. I was like, okay. I mean, I wasn't that impressed. And I was like, oh, that maybe I was heavier than I thought I was. I know. So, anyways. So, yeah, I sent a text to my wife yesterday just because she was at work, and I was like, I'm alive, because my family had literally not seen me for 3 days. I had just been in the bed sleeping Rip Van Winkling it the entire way. Like, anyways, all right, we're back.
So, like, where did your wife sleep? Because she wasn't going into flu land, was she?
I don't know. She has the immune system of a rhinoceros. Like she is impenetrable when it comes to that stuff. I don't know what it is about my feeble immune system that I inherited through my family genes, but she didn't seem to get that. But she just slept right next to me, And
oh wow!
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
brave. We have a problem room in our house.
I know,
in the basement.
And I've
you
thought
get
about
sent to the problem room. That's where if you're living through that.
And I've thought about that too. And we've done that on occasion where one of us will go to a different room and sleep. But none of the beds are as comfy as ours. So it's like, all right, well, you know, you got to sacrifice. Well, if I've got to sacrifice getting the flu,
just,
then so
you know,
be it.
Get a comfy bed in the problem room and all is fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we could do. So the good news is we've got a lot of real estate to catch up on today.
Yeah,
and
we do.
Because
full transparency, this is, you know, the last live show.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to put our big boy pants on for one more day. And, you know, look who decided to finally show up for the last.
before our last mic drop.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's how I roll. So we're going to do, we got a lot of stuff to get to. So just if you're keeping track of things later in the show, yes, we have setting the bar stories, feel good stories this hour. Mm-hmm. We'll do a Christmas karaoke this hour as well. But
we might have to do a couple because listen, there have been some people who've been like, "What about the Ed Sheeran tickets?"
So we'll do Little Kid Drunk Adult next hour. We'll do Christmas karaoke in the 8 o'clock hour, like at 8 o'clock where we normally have been doing
all of your favorite games.
Yeah, we have group therapy, we have DMs, we have You Laugh, You Lose. So we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. And when I say that I was laughing when I was trying to come up with these Christmas karaoke's with some of these lyrics and songs. It's special.
Oh, it's, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, pop music today.
Well,
ripe for this bit.
When we have artists like Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, and
where every other word is bleeped out. Yeah.
You know, Sam Smith and all those. Yes, exactly. They're going to be fun. So anyways, that is all coming up. We'll kick it off next. A little feel good story.
Oh, this is the best reason to show up on your neighbor's porch. I love this video and this whole story that unfolded from it.
Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
This is like the best story. Ms. Nancy showed up on her neighbor's doorstep, and the lady of the house was at work, but she was able to talk to her through the doorbell camera, and they recorded this whole video.
Well, yeah, thank you for your Christmas decorations. They are so beautiful, and I just never get around to getting anything put up anymore. We're getting old, but I want to tell you, every night I look out the back door and I see your decorations, and it just fills my heart with joy. So I just wanted to thank
you. Oh, well, you're so sweet. Thank you. Thanks for stopping by to say that. Our kids absolutely love it.
it's just beautiful. So thank you again. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Nancy. Merry Christmas to you, too. Nice to kind of meet you.
Aw.
Oh, and that's sweet. So, yeah. Of course, that kind of blows up. And then, like, you know, and this is on TikTok, so everyone's like, well, we have to see the decorations.
Right.
So she posts a follow-up video of the decorations and then another follow-up video of them decorating Nancy's house.
Ah, that's cool.
Isn't that fantastic? You can see the entire thing unfold at WDJX.com. Pretty awesome.
Can we get to a real quick stupid fact of the day?
I mean, why not? Let's do some learning.
Yeah, let's do some learning. This is where we find random things on the internet. We verify them only briefly and deliver to them as fact.
Okay.
All right. Mistletoe. Mistletoe is from the old English word mistletan. That's not where the learning stops.
All right.
Mistletan means little dung twig.
Little dung twig?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Apparently because the plant spreads through bird droppings. So.
Oh. So, great place to give someone a smooch.
I was going to say, hey, give me a kiss under this little dung twig.
I don't think so.
Doesn't have quite the same ring.
Over here. No, it doesn't.
As mistletoe, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so have we successfully ruined mistletoe for everybody?
I mean, we can probably call most flowers and plants little dung twigs. Because wouldn't you say a lot of them get spread around by bird droppings?
True statement. It's all part of the circle of life.
Yeah.
Fertilizing the ground.
Yeah.
Helps them grow.
Hashtag nature.
Hashtag nature.
So there you go. Stupid fact of the day, mistletoe. From the word mistletan, which means
but
little...
actually mistle dung?
Dung twig, yes. Yes.
Got it.
So next time you are standing under the mistletoe, think, you know what? I'm under the little dung twig.
Give me a smooch.
Give me a smooch, everyone. I'm under the little dung twig. There you go. That's your stupid fact of the day. TJS. We are playing Christmas karaoke.
Yeah.
You know?
I got my little ugly Christmas sweater on for the
occasion. Yeah, you look good, Kelly. You look good. All right. We take popular songs and we set them to the tune of a popular Christmas song. So like Up on the Housetop, you'd have to get this title and artist. Kelly, I'll give this one to you, even though we did it last week. Heaven sent you to me. I'm just hoping I don't repeat history. Boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on a Sunday, then make a lot of love on a Monday.
Ho, ho, ho.
Never need to know.
Ho, ho, ho.
No one else knows, babe. Switching up positions for or you. Cooking in the kitchen and I'm in the bedroom.
Wow, so. I mean, if I close my eyes and don't look at you, I'm really envisioning Ariana Grande singing Positions.
Yeah, see, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Seamless.
All right. So let's say hey to Brandy. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
All right, so Brandy loves the color blue, drives a 2001 Chevy Cavalier, has red hair, and is currently dating, has a boyfriend.
Oh, sassy.
All right. Lovely. All right, so Brandy, you know how it all works, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What I'm going to do, we're going to play the song. Again, it's going to be to the tune of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Brandy. But you've got to tell me the title and artist of the popular song that I am karaokeing with Christmas karaoke, which you've probably heard on 99.7 EJX at least 1,000 times, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Again, to the tune of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Here we go. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm a mama out of my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm a mama out of my mind. Okay. Brandy, do you know it?
Sweet But Psycho by Ava Max.
Ava Max, you got it. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
These songs are always so fun to set to
that
the tune of.
So flawlessly.
It was flawless. Flawless. So yeah,
I'm listening to you sing them.
Ah, well, thank you, Brandy. I appreciate it, Brandy. It's a gift that keeps on giving. All right, well, Brandy, congratulations. You're a winner here this morning. If you want to hang on for us a quick sec, we'll get some more information from you. Okay.
Okay, I will do that.
All right.
Are we going to get a ballad at some point? Like chestnuts roasting over an open fire? And,
oh, are you throwing out some requests?
I'm just saying.
Okay. Am I getting too predictable with this?
It's going to stretch your vocal abilities.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. All right. Setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, you've heard of people calling the police because their Halloween decorations a little too lifelike, right?
Yeah, neighbors are driving by going, whoa!
Yeah,
yeah. I think something really bad happened.
Right, right. Exactly. This wasn't a Halloween decoration. It was art.
Art?
But
in somebody's yard, or was it?
Well, listen, if you can manage to make it through the day without making your art look too much like someone in trouble that the police are called, then you're doing okay. This in London... maybe this is a sign that it's actually good art. I don't know. But a couple of cops in London had to kick the door of a business in after they saw what they thought was a woman passed out with her face in a bowl of soup.
Was this in a museum?
Turns out, yeah, it was an art gallery.
An art gallery. Okay.
Yeah, turns out it was just art. It was just a modern art gallery and a very realistic mannequin.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the picture. I mean, you can't really tell that her face is in a bowl of soup because
right.
her hair is kind of covering it. But, yeah, it looks like a person.
Well, yeah. And so the I guess the owner of the art gallery was upstairs fixing tea. That's just so very London of them. and didn't even know that the police had been called. Someone, you know, had been walking by, looked in the window, and saw what they thought was someone slouched over and in trouble. So they called the cops.
And I guess it was made to look like the gallery owner's sister. They named her Christina. Made with packing tape and foam filler.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, looks really, really realistic. Oh, and the guy's just like, well, I didn't want to have a 20,000-pound table without something funny or distressing to complement it.
Yeah, see?
Funny or distressing?
That's right.
Those are your two options?
Either one. Either one.
Either one is fine.
You know what? The joke lands either way.
It's there to make people smile or to horrify them. That's either right. way, I'm good. That's right. what
it's
I'm
art.
Looking for.
It's art.
It's art.
They just want you to feel something, right?
Okay.
All right.
We want to horrify you with our art. Done. Mission accomplished.
All right. So again, kind of very Halloween-like in nature, but if you can manage to make it through the day without making your art look too much like someone in trouble that the police are called. And again, I don't know if this is winning or if this is a setting the bar, because if I'm the artist, I'm going, you know what? I'm patting myself on the back.
Well, they kicked in your door, so now that you're going to have to replace that. That's probably going to be pricey.
Yeah, and then there's that, too.
Want to play a fun little game right now called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Alexis, calling us from Radcliffe. Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
Now, do you have an Alexa, by the way?
I do not.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I wonder if, is it confusing in your household when people are trying to talk to you or the Alexa as to who is actually going to answer? So
it is when I call my dad. My dad answers the phone and his Alexa answers.
That's kind of funny. Alexis has blonde hair, drives a Kia Carnival. She purchases plane parts as her job.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell Kelly the most expensive purchase you've made.
The most expensive purchase I have made is for a $2.4 million engine.
Oh, wow. Did you know how to write the check?
I know how to.
I just pushed a button.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean,
good.
Yeah, it's like Alexis rolling figures that we can't even imagine. She's like, all right, you know what? Send it. You know what? $1 million? Send it. Let's
put it on my tab.
Put it on my tab. Couple hundred thousand? Yeah, send it.
It's all good.
Yep.
Love it. All right, Alexis. So Kelly's going to describe what the game is all about.
Pretty simple. You're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did the story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, you ready?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here we go. Yep. First one.
I farted in the dentist chair and I got yelled at.
I mean,
yeah, the nervous toots, probably.
I mean,
maybe.
Oh my goodness.
All right, Alexis, what do you think?
I'm going to go with when they were a kid, because I don't think you can show up drunk to a dentist appointment. I mean, I guess you can.
Yeah, but they probably wouldn't work on you. Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to agree.
Yeah.
So both of you are saying little kid.
Little kid, yeah.
All right, all right.
I was a little kid. I hated going to the dentist.
Yep. You're right, little kid. That was right.
And it would give me horrible anxiety and a violent tummy. So while he was cleaning my teeth, I clenched up and pushed out the loudest and stinkiest fart ever. He got mad at me. He said, I thought I was the one who administered gas here.
The dentist was the one that said something. Oh, I thought it was going to be mortified mom.
Oh, that's funny. All right, so you are one for one. You are one for one.
Toots.
All right, here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got caught doing an upper decker in my neighbor's bathroom.
An upper decker?
By the way, do I need to define what an upper decker is to you, Alexis?
I feel like I know what it is.
Is it like something to do with skateboards?
Oh, definitely not.
No.
Okay, then no, I don't. No, I don't know what that is.
All right, let me put this delicately, all right? Not that I have any experience in this at all, Alexis, but an upper decker is when you take the back of the toilet lid off, you know, of the tank, and then you drop a deuce in that part of the toilet, and then you close it back up. That's an upper decker, all right?
Definitely going with drunk adult.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Listen, that's normal. You can put like air fresheners in there. That is not recommended, I don't think.
That's a different type of freshener that you put
in there.
That is
different.
Alexis, I think it's adorable that you thought it said something to do with a skateboard.
I've got two little boys, so I don't know.
Well, you know what?
Anything yet.
Alexis, this is knowledge you're going to need, all right?
Yeah, this is valuable information.
With two boys, this is going to be something in their wheelhouse at some point.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
All right, so wait. You said drunk adult, right?
Yeah, 1,000%. All
right. Both of you said drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Oh, that was obvious.
I hated my neighbor, but he didn't know it. He was having a party one night, so I wandered over and headed to his master bathroom. That's when I performed the upper decker. His girlfriend at the time walked in and caught me. I eventually moved because every time I took out my garbage, she tried to beat my ass.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. He got caught red-handed and it made him move? Dang. Wow.
You know, I just like that we're learning things on the show here, you know?
I can't believe he got caught red-handed.
Hey, you know what? Alexis, so far you're perfect. You are 2 for 2. all right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult. Here we go.
I branded my brother with a butter knife.
Oh, all right.
Really could go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see, like, if I had a brother, like an angry teenage me doing that. So I'm going to go with little kid.
All right, little kid.
I'll say kid, too.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Perfect. 3 for 3. Perfect.
He saw this in a movie and thought it was badass, so he insisted I do this. And I just figured his arm pretty fast, and we had to go to the emergency room.
Oh,
and 30 years later, that amazing scar is still a hot topic of conversation.
30 years later? Dang.
Goodness.
Like,
oh, she left her mark.
There are, how many times have you, like, looked at your scars in your body, and there's a story behind it that are years late, man.
Yes.
That is crazy. Yep. We've all got them. All right, Alexis, you are 3 for 3. Perfect score. So, congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
A legit winner this time. Sometimes we just give it to you anyway. Kind of consolation prize.
No, there's no denying that you're a winner here this morning.
Thank you.
Cool. Hang on the line. We'll get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Thank you.
Cool. Hang on. All right, so there you go. Little kid, drunk adult. By the way, if you want to be the real star of Little Kid Drunk Adult,
we need it. You can send us your stories. Email us a voice note. Give us a little headline, reveal, little kid or drunk adult, then finish the story at Ben and Kelly Show on Gmail.
And feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Okay, so it is the absolute worst thing when you're at the airport and you find out your flight is canceled and there's no other options for 48 hours.
Man, I have been in that situation. That is no good.
Exactly. And that happened to 13 people at the Orlando airport.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of banded together. This happened when Frontier Airlines had a mechanical issue. Okay, so they had to cancel the flight.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to band together and rent a 15-passenger van to drive 650 miles to Knoxville, Tennessee. And then why not post about it on TikTok and watch it go viral along the way?
Hang on. Is this like Home Alone where Kevin's mom jumps in the back of a U-Haul with the polka van?
A little bit, yes.
Amy Sod tapped into her experience as a Marine and took charge.
We're going to do cars, trucks, planes, and automobiles. We're going to get ourselves where we got to go tonight.
13 said yes because they had important business in Knoxville.
I'm the keynote speaker in Knoxville on Tuesday, so we're going to go and I'm going to make my speech.
We're trying to visit the University of Tennessee.
So they rented a van.
Big shout out to Hertz for helping us out. Go Hurts!
Now these strangers in the night are strangers no more. In fact, they're already planning a reunion.
That's fun.
How fun is that? And so this is what they did. They, instead of trying to memorize like 13 people's names, they gave each other numbers so that nobody would get left behind at a rest stop.
That's cool.
That's genius.
Yeah.
You can see their story. Inside Edition had it. It's on our website, WDJX.com.
Now, we've had on the show time and time again examples of why dating your boss will probably end badly.
It's risky at best.
It is risky at best. Now, there have been a few wins. I will put myself in the win column. No, I didn't.
She wasn't your boss.
She wasn't my boss. No, we were actually just coworkers. We weren't. Yeah, I think we were even this. Hang on. Was I a supervisor?
Oh, did you get to be supervisor level at the sandwich shop?
I was. I was manager there for a little bit.
Get out.
I don't know if she was a manager at the same time, if she was just an employer, if we were both employees. Ooh.
Wait, did you write that down on your resume to get, like, management here? Like, listen, I have experience at a sandwich shop.
Oh, of course.
It was eons ago. You did. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that experience plays anywhere, in any arena.
Absolutely.
So anyways, our point is, it can be risky to dip the pen in the company ink and, put your money where your honey is, or your honey where your money is, or
all of those, yes.
Yeah, all those phrases.
We understand.
Yeah, keep your love and your work separate is typically what we do. Tanya is saying, but wait, my situation might be different.
Okay.
And
we will have to judge whether indeed it is worth the risk.
Yeah. So that is coming up next in group therapy. And by the way, if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, I just need a second set of eyes, third set of eyes on this, send it our way. We'll toss it out to our listeners and see what we can do for you. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Can I share a text from Stacy real quick?
Yeah.
She says, my 8-year-old is going to make a fantastic boyfriend someday. He learns what to do and not to do from group therapy on the way to school every day, LOL.
You know what? This is an arena of learning right here.
I mean, it's way more valuable than we ever thought.
That's right. You know what? They don't teach this stuff at school, do they?
They really don't.
No.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, it's from Tanya. I think I know what you would say normally, but my situation is a little different. So I recently finished working a fun seasonal job and have come to realize I'm attracted to my boss.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So we're both in our 30s. I'd like to get to know him better, but don't know how to go about it. Now, if he were anyone else, I'd invite him for a beer or coffee, see what happens. But since I worked for him, I'm not sure if that would make him uncomfortable. I'd like to continue working this job next year, too, and really liked the work I did there, so I'm a bit concerned about jeopardizing our professional relationship. On the other hand, he seems like a really cool person. I'd like to get to know him and see what happens. Is there a way I could go about getting to know him without making things weird between us? Thanks so much.
Oh, her situation's different. Is she saying her situation's different because it was a seasonal job and she's done with it now?
It's not like a full-time job.
Right.
Yet.
Okay.
But she wants to work for him again next year.
Well, it sounds like she wants to do more than work for him.
Hey.
Am I wrong?
I just want to get to know him, see what happens.
All right. Well, get to know him, see what happens. And then, you know, maybe he'll be like, yeah, you probably shouldn't apply again. And then you've got time and you can find another job.
Then you'll know your answer.
I don't know. Is that way too easy?
Well, I feel like, you're not going to, it doesn't hurt since, again, the employment now is over.
Yeah.
So why not toss it out there like, hey, you want to grab coffee sometime?
Okay. So, all right.
Start with coffee, then maybe drinks.
Right. I guess Kelly and I are both in agreement here that, hey, why not throw caution into the wind, see what can happen between you and your boss if there are feelings that are reciprocated, and then worry about the seasonal job thing when it comes around next year.
Exactly. You got plenty of time to lick your wounds if he's like totally shoots you down. But you're never going to know if you don't shoot your shot.
All right, so that being said, is there a, if she wants to continue to do the job and if he wants to still, and he's like, you know what, you are way too valuable to just like let bygones be bygones. What are some tips from people who have successfully dated their boss?
Okay. Like, how do you, first of all,
yes,
start to dip the toe,
yes,
in that water?
This is what I want to get into.
Just to gauge the temperature.
All right. Yes. Now
we toss it out there.
Now we're getting somewhere. All right. I know
logistics.
I know the whole, hey, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't dip the pen in the company ink, dating the boss.
But she said it's
all
seasonal.
That.
It's not a full time job.
Right.
So yeah, I think it is a little different.
It is a little bit different. So how do we go about doing it and keeping the job? How do you get the guy and keep the job? That's what we want to know. All right, 502-571-9970. If you've got experience with this, and I know you do, you sexy beast, let us know how you went about it. All right, 502-571-9970. Calls or texts. We'll get to those next. Sorry, group therapy. Tanya recently finished working a fun seasonal job, she says. Came to realize, whoop, she's attracted to her boss. She'd like to continue working the job next year. But also wants to know if there's a way that she could go about getting to know him a little better without making things weird at the office next year.
Now, see, like, you and I were all like, yeah, go for it. It's a seasonal job. It's not full time. You know, you're never going to know unless you try. And then, like, zero support on Facebook. Ashley's like, no, there isn't anything different here. Stop getting involved with your bosses. It's gross.
It's
Jasper's
gross.
Like, I was always taught not to poop where you eat.
Now, yeah. Now, just because you say, okay, so when you hear boss, maybe you get an image in your head of some like old crusty like dude or something like that. But maybe this is not the case, you know. So when you say, ooh, it's gross, maybe it's not so gross if you consider who the boss is. I don't know. But
now, Julie and Marcella are like, all right, if you want to pursue him, change jobs.
Yeah. All right. I get that. I get that. And...
but again, she's not going to work for him again until like next year. Just seasonal. Sounds like it's just like summer work. And they were on the same age. So I don't know. Everyone's just like, no, it's not different. I feel like maybe it is.
So we get a text.
I'm romantic, though.
We get
so
it. We
like,
get
you
it.
Know, it's hard to meet people.
We get a text message from a listener. This gives a new meaning to hit it and quit it. Yeah, you know what? I think can you have both? Maybe it's going to be riskier to try to have both. We'll put it that way. All right.
But I feel like if she's not working for him again until next year, there's a significant amount of time to see if it's going to work and then to navigate that if it is going to work. And then if it isn't, then hopefully enough time will go by to where it won't be weird if she does want to take the job again.
Yeah, but then, okay, so then she starts working there next year. Is that open knowledge? Because I'm assuming...
probably not.
I'm assuming the boss will have continued to work there throughout, not her, though.
Right. But if it's like seasonal work, there's probably other seasonal workers, and they probably wouldn't be privy to... what went down in the off season?
Okay.
I don't know.
I still stand by. Just try it. Worry about the whole job thing next year. But I would suggest considering another job if you are going to go down that road. Now, maybe your boss sees your potential and is an upstanding boss and is like, you know what? Nope. Can't dip my pen in the company ink.
Right. You're too valuable as an employee. I don't want to jeopardize that. Let's just keep it professional. And then
right.
You'll know.
And then
but
you'll
at least
know.
You put it out there. You're not going to have to wonder what if.
Right. Exactly. And then maybe you won't even want to go back to that job if you knew that your boss didn't like you in that way.
This is true. So there, again, there is some risk involved because she does like the work.
All right. But hey, go for it, girl.
I think we are typically breaking off from everything that we're seeing on Facebook and just like, go for it.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you never know when you're going to find love.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? I actually got a little bit of audio from when her and her boss might be going on that first date.
Oh, baby, yeah. That's not her. That's not Tanya.
No, it's not.
That is Linda.
I thought
that
it was.
Is Linda and her sassy ghost.
Oh, baby, yeah.
Stop
all
it.
Right, anyways. Well, hey, Tanya, good luck. You know what? Hey, life is short. Just try it and worry about the job next year.
Exactly.
That's what we're saying. All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. A little Christmas karaoke action here this morning. This is a fun little, I guess, test of how you can figure out a pop song if it is being sung in the manner of a famous Christmas song.
It does mess with your brain.
It really does. Let's introduce you to Kelly R, calling us from Crestwood.
Kelly R.
Hi.
Kelly R, meet Kelly K.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
This is fun.
Kelly K. Kelly R, yes, also has blondish hair.
Uh-huh.
She drives a Dodge Journey. She verifies insurance as her job. Been married 17 years. Still going strong, Kelly?
Yes, of course.
Of course. Love it.
Of course she is.
Yes.
We're like living parallel lives, except for you have a real job and I don't.
Kelly R, what's the secret to 17 years strong?
Oh, gosh. vacations.
Ah.
Yes.
Vacations from each other or with each other?
Both.
Nah, okay.
Okay, all right. Yes.
All right, yeah. I like that. All right, so you ready?
She sounds confident. Yeah. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. This one, first off, is going to be sung in to the tune of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who you hear right now. Here we go. I have this thing where I get older but never wiser. Midnights become my afternoons. When my depression works the graveyard shift, all of the people I've ghosted stand there in the room. I
wow.
should not be left to my own devices. They come with prices and vices.
Oh, all the rhyming.
I end up in crisis, tale as old as time. I wake up screaming from dreaming.
Uh-huh.
One day I'll watch as you're leaving.
Uh-huh.
'Cause you got tired of my scheming. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me at tea time. Everybody agrees.
Oh, wow. You gave us so much.
Oh, gosh. I did.
You're getting
nice
this.
Job.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. What was it?
Taylor Swift's Antihero.
Wow. Look at you.
Wow.
Did I have to sing that much or did you have it earlier?
Well, me and my high schooler and middle schooler, we had it pretty early.
Oh, gosh.
Nice. Right.
Man, you got to tell me these things where I can just tap out. Just next time, just yell out the answer when you know so I can
all right.
be put out of my misery. All right, let's do another one, all right? This is Christmas karaoke in the tune of Here Comes Santa Claus. All right, here we go. Need Thailand artist of this pop song that we play on DJX. I've been a G, throw up the L sex in the AM, uh-huh. And I can put you in first class up in the sky. I can see the whole city from this balcony. Back in 2019, I was outside freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what frat you is in. You can house me.
First class.
First class. Yeah. By who?
By Jack Harlow.
Of course.
There it is. Do you think that he's going to invite you on stage at his concert to maybe do that version?
Oh, I hope so.
That would be a magical guest spot.
Should we do one more?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
please.
You've been, I'll tell you, Kelly, you've been knocking these out pretty quickly. So
flawless.
It's the good singing.
Oh, yes, my gosh. Buttering me up. I love that. All right, we'll do one more. To the tune of Winter Wonderland. Oh, gosh. All right. I hope Santa's not watching me right now. All right, here we go. I can lick it.
Oh, my God.
I can ride it.
Stop it.
While you... and sliding.
No.
I can do all them little tricks and keep the... You can go.
Is that Super Freaky by Nicki Minaj?
You didn't even let me get to the. He won F R E A K.
Stop it! Stop talking.
That first verse had me.
It's so aggressive.
Oh, shoot. You did really well, Kelly R.
And it might be a record for the first time somebody said lick in a Christmas carol.
Unless it's candy canes.
I was going to say, there needs to be more licking in Christmas carols.
When it comes to candy canes.
I mean, I guess.
Actual candy canes.
Kelly, you shall be rewarded, all right? Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Yay. Merry Christmas.
Hang on the line. We got to get a little bit more information from you, okay? Oh, shoot.
do me a favor. Never sing Nicki Minaj on the show again, ever. Ever.
I didn't even get to one of the great lines.
Oh, really? There's great lines in that song?
Oh, well, all right. Christmas karaoke on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, feel good. I do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
This is a great story you can find on our website. So, Talia, she's known as Ace. She works at a Minnesota liquor store and saw this man was rooting through the trash boxes. He was looking for boxes that he could use to make makeshift shoes. And she decided to act quickly.
And I seen his feet. I just automatically just took my shoes off.
You know, the old saying, give the shirt off your back. She literally gave the shoes off her feet.
But not just any shoes. They were Ace's favorite pair of purple retro Jordans, representing her favorite Minnesota team.
He was like, nobody would ever give me shoes like that. I said, well, I'm not everybody. And I gave it to him. He was like, thank you so much. So then I'll see him walk away, and he's just walking with this this happiness, pride stuff. I was always taught that help others, because you may never know what their problem is or what they're going through. If my shoes can make somebody's world a better place, you can have them. Shoes can always be replaced.
Oh. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
I mean, her favorite shoes, and she's just like, didn't even blink an eye, just instantly took them off, gave them to the guy. He was super happy, just walked out of there. And, you know, her manager noticed she was checking people out wearing her socks and figured out what happened and then gave her another pair of shoes to wear for the rest of the day.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, see their whole story at WDJX.com.
Coming up in just about 20 minutes.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX, and we get these questions posed to us several times a year, and I would say it's always like the timing of any relationship is always key in its success, and, you know, when do you... When you make your move. Yeah.
Or when do you exit?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And especially this time of year, that in particular can be kind of tricky because you don't necessarily want to come across as heartless. You also don't necessarily want to lead someone on and, you know, make them go through the hoops of getting you stuff only then to dump them, you know, second week in January.
You don't want to come off as using someone.
Yeah, exactly. I think Bridget may be threatened.
In that category?
In that category. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so it's love and real estate. We'll get into her DM here in just a quick sec. If you've got ever an issue that you're like, you know what, I just need
an
another
unbiased opinion.
Yeah. Someone who doesn't have an emotional connection to my situation. DM's open at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always shoot us a DM. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see if we can help you out.
Bridget says, hey, Ben and Kelly, can I slip into your DMs really quickly? LOL.
Okay.
I'm in my early 30s. I've been looking to buy a new house. Been looking for about 6 months. Have recently gotten involved with my realtor on a more personal level.
Well, okay then.
Started dating 2 months after we met and have had a very intense relationship ever since.
Okay.
Not really interested in him anymore, though.
Oh, no.
And I'm ready to end the personal relationship, but not the professional one.
Oh.
I have found my perfect home. He's negotiating the deal right now. I know this sounds selfish, but I don't know if I should hang on with him just a little longer to get a better price in the house or end things now. Kelly, your husband's a realtor, right? There's a code of ethics, right?
So is she asking, hey, the realtor code of ethics, that'll protect me if I want to dump him now, right?
Like, he can't dump me as a client just for that,
yeah,
right?
He can't submarine the deal either, right? Because...
right. Okay. She's like, what should I do? I don't know how he's going to take it if I completely end the relationship.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean,
money's...
My realtor husband was not my realtor.
Right, but money's money, and I feel like the realtor would want his commission.
Yeah.
I mean, is it... okay.
So he earns his commission on the sale, the seller's end.
Okay.
Like, as a buyer, she's not paying his commission.
Okay.
But, you know, yes, there is probably some motivation to keep him motivated to work for you.
Okay.
I mean, if he's a professional, he's not going to like tank the deal.
Yeah,
or anything like that.
I was going to say, I feel like if that would be tough. I mean, but he wouldn't want to lose that commission just because you dumped him.
Right.
I guess is my thought. Like, and that sounds kind of weird. Like, oh, you know, money is everything.
Right. No, thing, but he's a professional, he's going to conduct himself professionally through the end of the transaction. One part of the transaction is ending, but the other part's still going.
Why don't you conduct yourself through the rest of the transaction?
Yes.
How about that, Bridget?
Yeah.
Are
you dadding Bridget?
Yeah. I'm just like,
feels a little like it.
Hey, why don't, how, okay, well, Kelly, how long can one of these closings like last? How long can a deal like last?
When you agree upon a price, you've got an agreed upon signed contract.
Yeah, yeah.
It's typically 30 to 45 days till closing.
Okay, so she's, okay. So maybe she's like, I don't know if I can hang with him another month.
Right, but I feel like as long as you get, like, signatures and reach the deal, then it's kind of...
As long as there's signatures.
And then once, you got inspections, listen, you got to get through that. Signs. There's some negotiating there. Yeah, but he's going to, if he is a good professional,
uh-huh,
he's going to conduct himself that way and then go lick his wounds after your transaction is complete.
Maybe.
Or if he's like my husband, you might have a transaction coordinator that once you get the signed documents, then you push that part, the rest of the deal kind of gets the transaction coordinator kind of...
Takes
gets
over.
Everything else, yes.
Okay.
Takes you through to closing.
All right. So I guess so I'm gonna go ahead and recuse myself of this story.
Oh, you're recusing yourself?
And I'll let Kelly just weigh in on this because I feel like you have the expertise when it comes to this whole realtor and stuff.
Well, again, this is a unique situation because
I mean, I'm going to tell you, Bridget, you tough it out for another month and then do what you need to do.
Right. But, you can let it fizzle out, whatever.
But
and
Kelly
it might seem more natural.
Kelly, you're saying if you want to axe it, go ahead. He should be professional he should be professional and everything should be fine.
Or you're also running the risk of him to be like, well, I don't think I can continue working with you then. And then just walk in the middle of it, which that would be awful and would be a sign he's not a super great professional.
Well, yeah, and then he's, you know, losing out on potential commission there, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I would just like kind of, okay, I don't know. I would just be like, let's get through the transaction. And then you can have a reason to let it fizzle because you don't have to see him or interact with him. The deal's done. Just... Let it go.
George texts us and says she could just tell him that upon her 60-day inspection of him, she has decided to not close on this relationship and look for something with better foundation.
I like that.
We'll end it there.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
So hopefully... hopefully...
Upon further inspection, I think I've got enough reason to walk away from the deal.
Yeah. All right.
But I still want the house. Still give me the house.
Right. But you no.
Yeah.
There's a leaky foundation there. We're going to have to fix. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Hopefully that gives you at least a little bit of perspective with which you could go forward.
Bless your heart. Congratulations on the new house, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. And I'll tell you, this is the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. And I just found out it is supposed to be holiday themed.
I mean, hello. Yes, it's Christmas time.
Hi.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you have a festive sweater on. I
do.
Have a festive...
Collar? Yes, that works.
Festive collar. But it's all going for this trophy here, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. Last
She's
one of the year.
Oh,
I know. All right, so losers go first. I believe, was that you? I think.
Was it me?
I think it was you last week who lost.
I feel like that's fake news, but we'll go with it.
roll tape. I think it was you.
It is recorded. We can go check. I'll go first, though.
All right. Oh. You laugh, you lose. You ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
Wait
a second. Okay.
All right.
Game face. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you call a search engine that sings Christmas songs?
What?
Michael Google.
That's a bit of a stretch.
I think it's clever.
Holiday themed, right?
Uh-huh.
I can make it work. Mrs. Claus was in labor and suddenly shouted, shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, didn't, can't, don't. Don't worry, said the doctor. Those are just contractions.
Grammar. Nice substitution of Mrs. Claus in that.
Holiday, festive.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What goes, oh?
What?
Santa walking backwards?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Holiday theme.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, Santa, who is a flasher.
Okay, I feel like I see where the edit was.
My friend Santa, who is a flasher, said he was thinking about retiring from the game. But I convinced him he should stick it out a bit longer.
Okay. That is a stretch, sir. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a bunch of chess players bragging about their games in a hotel lobby?
What?
Chestnuts boasting in an open foyer.
Okay. You laugh, you lose. When Santa watches people sleeping, you know, it's charming, right?
Uh-huh.
But I do it one time and I have a restraining order.
Yeah. Creepy. It would be kind of creepy if Santa's doing it, too. He's got, like, one job.
Well, he sees you when you're sleeping.
Okay. He shouldn't be, like, wandering into the bedrooms, though. Just stick to the tree.
But, I mean, it's literally there in the Christmas carol. He sees you when you're sleeping. Yes.
Hey, Ben, what do you call an elf on the shelf who just won the lottery?
What?
Wealthy.
Okay. What do you call an elf with no arms and no legs in a recording studio?
In a recording studio?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mike. The elf.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
How is Christmas exactly like your job?
How?
You do all the work and some fat guy in a suit gets all the credit.
Oh. You laugh, you lose. What do you call an elf with no arms and no legs in the mailbox?
I don't think that's really an elf. But what?
Bill. The elf.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Santa.
Interrupting Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Holiday themed. You laugh, you lose. I'm making mine work. What do you call an elf with no arms, no legs hanging on the wall?
What?
Art.
The elf. Hey, Ben, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho, who?
Your Santa impression needs a little work.
Hey, Kelly, what do you call an elf with no arms, no legs in a pot with celery, tomatoes, potatoes, and bay leaves?
What?
Stew.
Yeah, you do.
The elf.
The elf. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What did the wise men say after they offered up their gifts of gold and frankincense?
What?
Wait, there's myrrh.
Oh. Okay, holiday. Ooh. Teetering.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a female elf?
Stop it.
With no arms, no legs, and floating in a river.
What?
Flo. The elf.
None of those are elves! Not one of
They're
them.
They're all elves.
Not one of them.
Kelly, I made it work.
Not one of them.
I was just told that this had to be a holiday themed seconds ago.
Dang it. Dang it. I didn't get to this one. Why did the snowman turn yellow?
Why?
Ask the little boy over there. Dang it.
That was good. That was good.
Tied up going into the new year. Tied up. Tied up. There
oh,
it is.
Stupid. Stupid. Oh, dumb.
It is.
All of it's dumb.
All of it's
stupid
dumb.
Stupid elves with no legs, no arms. What's the matter with you?
All of it's dumb.
Oh. So dumb.
So there you are. You laugh, you lose.
Take your stupid trophy.
I will. On 99.7 DJX.
You're probably in the whole, like, white elephant gift exchange sort of mode with your office or staff and stuff like that.
Could be so fun.
Yeah, they can be kind of hilarious. And it can be also awkward when people don't understand the difference between, like, a white elephant gift exchange and, like, a dirty Santa exchange or... You know,
those are typically interchangeable terms. I think a lot of people think mm-hmm. that's what it means.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, or if people don't get the memo that, hey, these are like funny gifts.
Right.
Gag gifts. Or just under like $15 or whatever, right. You know, whatever, you know, guidelines you set.
Right. So could you, I guess, Lori, she is here in Louisville, right? She works at
my dentist.
Oh, does she really?
Yes.
That is funny.
Yes.
So they are, you know, doing kind of an office swap, gift exchange, white elephant party, right? Where what it's explain it. It's one of those where like you get to choose a gift and then open it and then you can either keep it or you can steal someone else's.
No. You have to make your decision before
you open.
So you can even like if so the first person has to unwrap a gift.
Right.
And then the second person that goes can mm-hmm. either steal the first gift or go choose another one to open. Mm-hmm. So once you open one, your choice is made. Now, it's the people that have turns afterwards. So if you're like, it's good to be deep, deep, deep into the game. Like if you're one of the last to pick, then yeah. you got a choice of looking at what everybody has. And then chances are you're going to get to keep it. So Lori had a $25 gift card to TJ Maxx, and she was feeling pretty good about herself. Like, that's a pretty decent gift.
She's like, yeah, you know, TJ Maxx, I could do a lot of damage there.
Exactly. And then it got swiped. And she's like, wah, wah. And then once you get stolen from, you get to go pick another gift to unwrap.
Uh-huh.
She unwraps $25 in lottery scratch-offs, which, okay, you know, we've always gotten like lottery scratch off tickets like in our stockings from our parents every year. And we maybe win maybe $5 on a really good year.
And this from our news partners, Wave 3 and David Mattingly.
It raises a lot of questions.
I'm looking for this lady.
Yes, that would be me.
Looking for answers, I find Lori Janes smiling from ear to ear. And who could blame her?
I can't begin to guess what you're thinking at that moment.
That it wasn't real would be my first thought. I was like, this is not real. And we looked and we're like, is this real or is this like a joke?
It wasn't a joke. This video shows the moment everyone figured it out. Lori had just won $175,000.
Oh my gosh. That is insane.
Wow. Because like the first scratch revealed she won $50, which she's already ahead of the game with that. And then she scratched the second one. That's the big jackpot. Just nuts.
It all started at a Christmas party during an office lunch break.
Yeah, and that's when it all just spiraled out of control for Lori there. So,
man, that is tough to go focus after lunch when that.
Right. And then, man, I don't know. Did she? Is she going to gift a little bit to the office because? Didn't
you'd have to be like, okay, who bought these?
The
person that bought the gifts,
I know,
the tickets.
I know.
Oh man, like, hey.
So
I feel like give them a little bit of love. But no, she got a check for over $124,000.
Gosh, that is
awesome.
She's
gonna use it to pay off her daughter's student loans and their cars.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I don't know if anybody can beat that white elephant gift party.
That's pretty amazing.
That gift, but if you can, let us know. 502-571-9970. But kudos to Lori. My gosh.
That's fantastic. I always walked away with real interesting gifts from our little white elephant exchange.
Usually they were prizes that sat in the prize closet for months and months and months and never got picked up by listeners or whatever.
Right.
And so, you know, you always wonder what happens to some of those like prizes that we give away on the air that like literally never get claimed.
They end up at some of our white
sometimes, elephant cages. Yeah, I know exactly right. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this should be a no-brainer. This should be something that we never really even have to bring up. But every now and then, we have to give a reminder of what is a good reason and what is a bad reason to actually call 911.
Okay, then.
A good reason would be an emergency. All right?
Yes, and hopefully most of us know what constitutes an emergency.
A bad reason would be this. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 because your Uber Eats order hasn't arrived, you're doing okay.
Not an emergency.
Nope, not an emergency. This out of England, by the way. Pip, pip, cheerio. they don't have 911. They have their version, 999. And actually, this was posted on YouTube from British authorities. They literally posted this as an example of what not to do.
Shush, please, what's your emergency?
Hello, sir. Basically, last night, I've ordered something from a restaurant on Uber Eats.
Okay. Her accent's kind of thick.
It is, a little bit. I've ordered something from a restaurant.
Yeah, on Uber Eats.
And the thing's shut, and it's gone to another address, and my order ain't coming. I've rung the shop back, and I've asked for a refund, but they're saying they can't give you it.
Basically, okay. Yeah, I know. Basically,
it got delivered, but it didn't get to me, but I've asked for a refund, and they won't give it. Something like that.
Yeah, something. Kelly, you're not supposed to make it harder to understand when you're translating.
They won't give it. They won't give the refund.
Right, that's nothing to do with police.
Yeah, and the operator's like not having any of it. This has nothing to do with police.
Nothing to do with police is that, especially on the 999 line. I'm going to call you. It's a civil matter. Please don't call 999 for this again.
Yeah, so he kind of...
Oh, yes, he gave her a stern talking to
you. Yeah, kind of puts her in her place, being like, yo, this is not the use.
Are you on fire? No? Right. Then don't call here.
Right, exactly. Why don't you contact either A, the restaurant, or B, Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like she did, but they weren't giving a refund. That's a problem.
Well, you don't call 911 for that, all right?
No, then you just blast them on social media like normal people.
Right.
Like, listen, Uber Eats sucks, and yeah. This is why.
Yeah, leave them a little Yelp review.
Yes. Unfavorable kind of a situation. Just tell your story.
Yeah. So, again, I understand people get hangry. It happens. I know.
That's the worst. And you're like, oh, it's showing it was delivered, but I didn't get it. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Then what do you do? Well, you don't call 911.
Good All right. note.
So that is setting the bar here. I realized that I never got to do my Christmas karaoke of that song. Would you like to hear it?
No, you didn't. Do you just want to bless us just as a gift with really nothing attached?
Here comes Santa Claus. In the tune of Here Comes Santa Claus.
Gotcha.
All right, here we go. A lucky, lucky girl, she got married to a boy like you.
Oh boy.
She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me.
Oh God.
Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene.
No.
I can hear them whispering about the places that you've been.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now you don't know how to keep your business clean. Mummy don't know. Daddy's gotten hot. I just love how it says mummy. At the body shop doing something unholy. He sat back while she's dropping it. She'd be popping it.
Oh, my God. No.
Isn't it great?
No.
Are you kidding?
It just confirms, again, I do not want my kids singing that song.
Aw, Sam Smith.
I've learned about so many songs I don't want my kids singing along to.
Sam,
this bit. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Sam Smith in the tune of Here Comes Santa Claus.
Oh, wow. That is not going to be on his Christmas album, I'm guessing.
This is our last live show before 2023. We'll just be very transparent with you. That doesn't mean the shows are going to suck between now and then. In fact, they're probably going to be better than they normally are.
Exactly. Like, listen, I'm scheduling our A game, right? Yeah. I got a little ranking system.
That's right.
Just, you know, behind the scenes, a little behind the curtain.
Yeah.
So we got a little ranking system about how funny or entertaining or engaging
and
or shocking or I know, all
and,
that stuff.
And was. You're probably thinking, oh, they're probably all tens.
Yeah, all of it. You know what? Nothing but tens
and,
on the air
and,
here at the Ben Davis and Kayla Kay Show. But, you know, I'm trying to find, I would kind of put it out there on Facebook. Like, if there was something that you remember.
Yeah.
That happened earlier in the year that you're like, oh, I want to hear that again. Let us know.
Right.
We might make the cut. We've got a couple of weeks here to fill up.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, but I mean, I say this and I don't want it to sound trite or anything like that, but like we are really thankful for you and for hanging with us. Rolling into 2023, it'll mark 15 years for the show. So
yes,
that in and of itself in this day and age is a pretty
that's a downright miracle.
That is a Christmas miracle.
That
is for sure.
You guys haven't gotten sick of us and yet. We really appreciate the fact that you have allowed us
yeah.
in your ear holes that long
yeah.
is a miracle.
Yeah,
thank
for
you.
Sure. So yeah, 15 years is not something that could have happened without you all. And
no,
so,
we're only allowed to be here because
exactly.
you continue to listen and we appreciate that.
Exactly. So if you want to reach out or whatever, hey, we're still around. It's not like we're literally going and gone comatose like I did the past 3 days.
Yeah, you know, you were legit out.
I
you were like, bye-bye.
I was cat mode. I've slept for 19 hours.
That is amazing. Like, I have never done that. Ever.
I showed my wife my, because I got the flu earlier this week, but I showed my wife my like Garmin steps count and it was legit. She and my daughters were shocked.
Was it 55 steps for the week?
Here, I'll show you 19 hours, 35 minutes. I don't know if you can.
Wow.
is how long I slept.
That sounds glorious.
I know.
If you take the flu part out.
I was going to say the
it
reason
sounds glorious.
The reason stunk, but I digress. Anyways.
Well, we're glad that you have risen from the ashes of your flu-dom like a phoenix.
Like a phoenix. But yes, let's bring it back to the listener and say thank you. As we roll into 2023, we appreciate everything that you guys have provided for us, all the laughter that you've provided for us, because honestly, you're probably the funniest part of the entire show or some
oh,
of the comments
yeah.
that you guys make.
100%. And it's always fun because we get to kind of look back at, and I'll be, you know, a lot of times forgot that
yeah.
happened. I'm like, oh, that was great. And sometimes I even go back, you know, a couple of years
yeah.
and find some things that happened around this same time. They're holiday
sure.
themed that were fun. Maybe you might even hear a few voices that used to be on the show. So yeah, I mean, it's a really fun time to reminisce
yep.
about things that have happened and, you know, good stuff.
All right, guys. Have a great holiday. Be well.
Mwah, love you.
Listen, if drama happens, gosh, think of your old pals, Ben and
oh,
Kelly,
we're
okay?
We're still going to be watching the DMs.
All right. Think of your
we'll
pals, Ben and Kelly. All right. And we will talk to you again in 2023.
Okay, bye.